I hated Shakespeare. Hated Shakespeare. When I was in when I was in high school, and I paid a friend of mine to come with me to Wendy's and explain Macbeth to me because I didn't understand it and I thought it was stupid. So I paid him in hamburgers. It was great. Love Matt. But anyway, it wasn't until I got to college and became a theater major that I decided I probably should rectify this relationship I had with Shakespeare. So I was cast in A Midsummer Night's Dream and didn't really have a choice. And then I realized that Shakespeare was actually wonderful and I love it. So this is Romance and Shakespeare. Is it ready? One, two.
Compare thee to a summer's day. I think that's how we wrote the line. Something, something, but May. Oh, Miss Houston, can you tell me what this means? Here she comes, I sound a fool, to be or not to be.
Singer-songwriter Regina Sales with her original tune titled Shakespeare, quoting the Bard, after a revelation about his work having appeared in A Midsummer Night's Dream in college. If you remember that story, a number of characters head into the forest and have a magical experience, and by the end, they return from the woods transformed. Well, let's consult the mission of the Foundation for Harmony Presents. The mission is to seek to enlighten and engage the human spirit by giving a platform for artistic discoveries and lifelong reflection and learning in the most basic and natural habitat, nestled among the trees at their home amphitheater, Harmony in the Woods, in Hawley, in Wayne County. And we are invited out into the forest for another special concert at Harmony in the Woods on August 17th for Sales and Summer Strings. Singer-songwriter Regina Sales will join the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic String Quartet for a blend of folk, rock, and pop favorites, as well as her original pieces. Jason Goldschmitz, executive director of the Philharmonic, and Leah Valenches of the String Quartet, stopped in at the WVIA Benko studio to talk with WVIA's Chris Norton about the concert and the continuing partnership between our two organizations. We asked Jason first about the new venues around the region where the orchestra members are performing.
At the Philharmonic, we're here to serve the community in the same way that WVIA is here to serve the community. And what we're looking to do is to really bring people together in all different venues, all different locations, all around this amazing region here in northeastern Pennsylvania. And we love our venues, we love our FM Kirby Center and Scranton Cultural Center and so many other fantastic venues that we have performed in over the years and will continue to do so. But this is also an opportunity for us to build new partnerships, to provide new concerts, provide new community opportunities. We've been very fortunate this summer here in July and August to partner with the Lackawanna County Library System to bring Once Upon an Orchestra, which is story time with live musicians, free for the public, to every single branch of the Lackawanna County Library System this summer. So that was something we were very excited to do. We're very excited to have a sensory-friendly concert, our first sensory-friendly concert at the Pittston Library next month, and other types of community experiences like this all over the region so that we can bring the music to more people and showcase our fantastic musicians like Leah Valenches here with us today.
Yes, and I've been in and involved with the Philharmonic, I would say, for the past 20 or so years. My husband was a member of the orchestra. We've had students playing on stage with the Philharmonic over the years. We've done various programs. We've had artists coming in that collaborated with our students. We've done the Christmas programs and playing in the lobby. I've played in the orchestra. I also run the mentoring program along with Gabriel Schaff and Peter Brubaker and Chris Souza. And as Chasen said, we did Once Upon an Orchestra, which is a collaboration between both our musicians and our mentoring program. So today we did a visit with Once Upon an Orchestra where we used our mentoring students to present a book. And later this month, we'll be doing some visits with our professional string quartet.
Is it all in the eyes when the students are at the library and they hear this story and the live music? Their eyes must get big and they're drawn right in.
Yeah, and I've been on both ends of doing Once Upon an Orchestra. I've been a musician for doing it. And then recently with the mentoring students, I've been reading the story to the children. And it's really interesting because I'm used to teaching my own students and you're giving a violin lesson. I'm not so used to reading stories to children and keeping them entertained. Yes, I've done it for my own children, but now I'm doing it for other people's children and having music to go along with it. And it's really fantastic the way these kids get engaged and they dance around and clap and just shout out answers. And they're so excited. I asked the little children today what they heard when they were listening to the music. It was Mozart, but a little girl heard a unicorn dancing and another person said they saw shapes and colors. It was fantastic.
And anyone listening, Chasen, are schools and libraries able to knock on your door and say, well, we'd like to do that too?
Absolutely. And we, in addition to going into libraries, we also go into schools. We have our Music in Our Schools program where we bring 2, 3, 4, 5 musicians at a time into public schools all over the area. And we do short instrument demonstrations. They talk about their instruments or what it's like to be a musician. They'll perform a little bit of an excerpt of whatever the concert is for that week. And it's a great opportunity for students of all grade levels to learn a bit about the instruments, learn a bit about what it's like to be a musician, and hear live music right there in their school building. So we bring music in our schools to schools all over the area, the Once Upon an Orchestra events to libraries all over the region. We are always open and excited to have new partners for both of those and other community programs.
And Chris, you are our
community engagement guy, is what I do. I don't sit in the studio day in and day out like you do, slaving over a hot control board. I am out in the community, creating events mostly around WVIA content, creating community conversations around them, and trying to deepen the experience of the content. And it's a joy to be able to work with the Philharmonic on an event such as a benefit concert that is coming to Harmony in the Woods on Sunday, August 17th. This project this year was the brainchild of the Philharmonic. They said, we can put together a string quartet, find us a good vocalist to go with them. And Regina Sales' name came up. She's an Ohio native based in East Stroudsburg. She's appeared all through the Poconos. Many venues. She does 100 events a year, 100 appearances somewhere else a year. She was the winner of the National Women's Music Festival contest in 2023. And then in 2024, she headlined a concert with them. So she's an experienced singer, songwriter, guitarist. I don't know that she's ever played with a string quartet before.
So the reason we came up with this idea is because Chris Souza and I play together a lot in Penn Strings, and we've collaborated with Regina in the past. We've done Christmas programs, and it's an interesting process getting together, trying to figure out what the programming is and then how to adapt what is normally just our string quartets to have a vocalist, because we need to remove the melody and adapt it for accompaniment.
What does that mean in terms of types of pieces that we will be hearing?
So for this program, you will be hearing pop music that you may recognize, and also some of Regina's original own music, but all of this music had to be adapted for string quartet. So some of the arrangements we were able to find online. Chris Souza is doing a lot of legwork creating arrangements for this program. Chasen is also arranging music, and I will be doing a few arrangements as well for this program. So it takes a village to create this program.
We know you're a composer and a violist, Chasen. What's involved in taking a pop tune, and have you done this particular type of arranging before?
So this is the first time I've worked with Regina, certainly, but I have arranged in other situations, including for solo performers and whether for chamber ensembles or with orchestras. The exciting thing is to to really dive deep into a particular song. So in this case, it was one of Regina's songs, and it's about really listening to it over and over and over again and trying to bring forth the same energy, the same feeling that the original song is set to have, but with the nature that a string quartet is a very different sound world compared to, say, guitar and drums and keyboard. And so it's about, you know, well, how can we take this idea, this emotion, and maybe have it present a little bit differently in the strings, but in such a way that the same meaning gets across, and all of that in support of the vocal line and in support of Regina as the soloist as well as the composer.
Will she be playing guitar at all?
Yeah, she'll be singing and playing guitar, and I think we're still working out all the details, but I think there's a variety of pieces. Some will be just string quartet, some will be string quartet and Regina, some will be with quartet and guitar and Regina, some will be violin and guitar, so there's a huge variety.
And Leah, let me ask you one thing just in general about chamber music. What do you delight in because you do make chamber music? Let's just talk about string quartets.
I think the delight for me, really, and especially for this concert, is working with my friends, because there's a difference in playing with people that you play with all the time. So, for example, Peter Brubaker and I, the cellist, have worked together for almost 30 years. And Chris and I have played together for about 10 years, and Chris and Regina have worked together for 10 years, and I've known David, and these are musicians who we play together, we eat together, they'll stay at my house when they're in town, and we have amazing conversations. And everybody probably thinks that musicians are wild and crazy, and we come back after a Philharmonic concert and we sit around talking about, you know, posture, or we're trying out instruments, or, you know, you think they've had enough after performing and rehearsing, and they're ripping their violins out and playing duets. It's really a great experience.
What does an event like this look like? It's going to be a traditional Harmony in the Woods event, but there'll be some chance to talk with the musicians and so forth.
Well, first of all, if you haven't been to Harmony in the Woods for a concert, shame on you. It is just a gorgeous venue. You're sitting beneath trees. It's lovely scenery. It's a wonderful spot near Hawley, and it's really a lovely place for an evening concert. The evening starts at 5 o'clock with a reception, courtesy of Settlers Hospitality, and they do, Gina Genslinger and her crew do a wonderful job making a hospitable appearance. And then the concert starts at 5:30, and the reception continues at the intermission. So it's a whole evening of getting together and talking and being outdoors in a beautiful night of nature. You can learn more about Regina Sales music at her own website, reginasales.com. You can hear more about the beautiful Harmony in the Woods summer season and their whole venue at harmonyinthewoods.org. And since this is a benefit concert for WVIA, you can get your tickets at wvia.org/events.
And for the Philharmonic, WVIA is such an incredible partner for us, and a longstanding one at that. Certainly we've performed at the WVIA Theater, the Sordoni Theater, for many years, and we're very much looking forward to coming back there in February. And we have had recording projects, we've had co-commission projects like Palma a few years ago, and WVIA is just such an important asset here for the community in terms of showcasing music, in terms of local news, in terms of national news, both on the radio and on television. And we are so fortunate here as the Philharmonic, but also as residents here in northeastern Pennsylvania, to have such a fantastic organization here. And I recently became a member because I listen every single day. You know, I'm frequently in meetings in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre and all around the region. And so I have WVIA on my car radio every day. I listen to morning news. I listen to midday music. And it's such a wonderful breadth of information and enjoyment. And I know as the Philharmonic now, we are just so fortunate to continue to have this relationship and to have this opportunity here on August 17th to be able to do our part in helping to support WVIA. because it's so important that this resource remains here in our community. And so we want to help support the longevity of that.
It's the next step of many in the partnership between the Philharmonic and with WVIA, and we're so delighted that there are stellar arts organizations. I was going to say like the Philharmonic, but there really aren't any like the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic in our region. They're really a sine qua non. And we are so pleased to be able to work with them on this project. We are very grateful to the folks at Harmony in the Woods for throwing benefit concerts for WVI each of the last several years. It's more important today than ever before for reasons that we don't need to go into now. But we're just delighted whenever we have a chance to work with good organizations like this to advance the culture of Northeastern Pennsylvania and to celebrate what is unique about our region.
To be or not to be, that's a giveaway. The tune is titled Shakespeare, and we're hearing the composer of the tune, Regina Sales. We had a visit from Chasen Goldschmitz, the executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and Leah Valenches of the Northeast Pennsylvania Philharmonic String Quartet, and also Chris Norton, who is senior vice president here at WVIA. And they've been talking about a benefit concert that's put together by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic String Quartet will perform with Regina Sales on August 17th at Harmony in the Woods in Hawley, Pennsylvania, in Wayne County. The concert starts at 5:30. The reception starts at 5, and we hope you'll join us for both. For more information, for tickets, for example, wvia.org/events, wvia.org/events. As Chris Norton told us, to find out more about Regina Sales, you can check her website, reginasales.com, S-A-Y-L-E-S, reginasales.com. There's also harmonyinthewoods.org. They have a full slate of concerts every weekend into the beginning of September. And also you can check the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic's website, nepaphil.org. Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic presents Regina Sales with String Quartet, a benefit concert for WVIA on Sunday, August 17th, with a reception at 5 and concert at 5:30. And then the information you need, wvia.org, wvia.org. That's at Harmony in the Woods in Hawley, Pennsylvania, in Wayne County. Singer-songwriter Regina Sales with her original tune titled Shakespeare.